Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Friday, June 18th, and happy birthday to the legendary Paul McCartney, who is 79 years old today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. The North Georgia State Fair is returning to Marietta this fall. Cobb continues to see declines in the case rates for COVID-19 throughout the county. A 67-home proposed subdivision on Queen Mill Road in South Cobb was unanimously rejected by the Cobb Board of Commissioners. We have details of the Switzer Library's $10 million renovation. A popular Taiwanese bubble tea chain that has caught the attention of celebrities, Zoomers, and TikTokers alike is opening a location in Kennesaw. And finally, the Marietta School Board approved the district's annual budget, assuring raises for eligible staff members. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Metro Atlanta's largest fair is returning in full this fall after it was limited to food stands and drive-through food truck services due to the pandemic last year. This year marks the 88th year of the North Georgia State Fair, which attracted more than 300,000 people in 2019. There will be live music, petting barns, flower shows, competitions, local entertainment, and rides. The fair will run from September 23rd through October 3rd at Jim Miller Park. Concert headliners are We Are Messengers, Chris Lane, Gabby Barrett, John Langston, Chase Rice, and Mark Wills.
It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Fair faucet hairdo days, nail bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me.
The fair will once again host sand sculptors, robo-cars, the Eudora Farms Exotic Petting Zoo, chainsaw artist Brian Ruth, and the North Georgia Animal Petting Barn, among others. New additions for 2021 are the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Jurassic Kingdom Show, Kachunga and the Alligator Show, live event murals, magician TJ Hill, and David Smith, the Human Cannonball. For more information, visit mdjonline.com. Cobb and Douglas Public Health Director Dr. Janet Meemark said Cobb continues to see declines in the case rates for COVID-19 throughout the county. Over the last 2 weeks in Cobb, only 48 out of 100,000 people tested positive for COVID-19. She also said hospitalizations remain relatively low and the percentage of tests coming back positive remains 2.1% and under. The vaccination rate for Cobb is also up nearly 30% compared to what Dr. Meemark reported in late April, when 1 in 5 residents had received a shot. Also hopeful that COVID-19 vaccines have shown promise in variants of the disease that continue to cause trouble for countries like India, which has been particularly hard hit in recent months. COVID-19 vaccine and other vaccinations to the public will continue, but beginning on Friday, vaccinations will stop at Jim Miller Park and move to health department locations in Acworth, Smyrna, and Marietta. It also plans to continue working with various community organizations to make the vaccine available through them. A 67-home proposed subdivision on Queen Mill Road in South Cobb was unanimously rejected by the Cobb Board of Commissioners. Commissioner Monique Sheffield, who represents the area, said the application from Green Line Partners was rife with issues. That, along with significant community opposition, caused her to move for denial, as the county's Planning Commission did last month. Attorney James Bally told the board that Green Line had made significant modifications to meet the concerns of neighbors and advocacy groups, including the Mableton Improvement Coalition. Following comments from several other area residents who were also in opposition, Commissioner Sheffield wasted little time in shooting down Green Line's design.
With respect to the revised site plan, it does not foster a sense of community.
Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck?
The traffic perimeter is back up for miles.
Let Johnson and Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson and Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson and Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG now and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG now.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Now, who's up for a trip to the library tomorrow?
Elected officials and other leaders were among a crowd eager to cut the ribbon on the newly renovated Switzer Library. The $9.6 million renovation project has transformed the building, offering an array of new amenities and brightening the 32-year-old structure. The county's central flagship library, now known as the Charles D. Switzer Library, has been on its current plot since 1989, serving as a major community focal point and historic downtown Marietta landmark. The project began in 2019 using money from a voter-approved special 1% sales tax for county facility projects, and the multi-million dollar project was made possible by help from state lawmakers and support from Marietta leaders and community. Patron services have been consolidated at a central help desk where guests can seek reference information, check out books, and get connected with the building's new services. Those include a dedicated maker space equipped with 3D printers and Apple computers, and a family computing space. Other amenities include self-checkout kiosks, enlarged and renovated rooms for public use in the library's western wing, and updated bathrooms. Most of the kids' areas have been moved downstairs, along with a second maker space for teens. To see photos of the library's renovation, visit mdjonline.com. A popular Taiwanese bubble tea chain that has caught the attention of celebrities, Zoomers, and TikTokers alike is opening a location in Kennesaw. Tiger Sugar, a black sugar boba milk bar, will open at the Cobb Place Shopping Center. This will mark the international chain's second location in Georgia with a sister site in Duluth. While an opening date has not been announced, renovations at the location appear to be well underway. A peek inside reveals a high-top bar, sleek white and wooden counters, and Tiger Sugar's signature Zen atmosphere. The brand has gained a cult following on social media sites Instagram and TikTok among both millennials and Gen Zers. The hashtag Tiger Sugar has garnered more than 10.4 million views on TikTok. The Marietta School Board approved the district's annual budget, assuring raises of between 6 and 10.4% for eligible staff. The board's vote was unanimous. Eligible district staff on a salary schedule would move up one step on that schedule, providing a pay bump between 0 and 4.4% on top of an across-the-board 6% raise. Superintendent Grant Rivera's proposed fiscal 2022 budget is about $5.8 million, or 5% more than the previous year's. The district's fiscal year spans from July 1st to June 30th. The district plans to use $3 million in reserve funds if needed to pay for the difference between the $117 million expected in expenses in fiscal 2022 and the $114 million projected revenue.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.